செவ்வான் உருவில் திகழ் வேலவனன்று ஒவ்வாதது என உணர்வித்ததுதான். அவ்வாறு அறிவார் அறிகின்றதலால் எவ்வாறு ஒருவர்க்கு இசைவிப்பதுவே. அபூர்வா, டுடே வி ஆர் ஹிட்டிங் அ டெட் எண்ட் இன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவாலிட்டி. இட்ஸ் த பாயிண்ட் வேர் ஆல் கிரேட் சேன்ஸ், போயட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஜீனியஸஸ் இவென்ச்சுவலி கோ சைலண்ட். டு யூ நோ வை?
வெயிட், ஈவன் அ மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் வேர்ட்ஸ் லைக் அருணகிரிநாதர் கோ சைலண்ட்? Did Muruga hit the mute button on him or something?
Not quite. It's just that the experience is so overwhelming. He says, Sivvan uruvil tigar velavan andru ovvadide ena unarvittadudan. The Lord, glowing like a deep crimson sunset sky, taught him something that day. He describes that experience as ovvadadu, meaning it is incomparable to anything else in this world.
Okay, if he had such an amazing out-of-the-world experience, shouldn't he be shouting it from the rooftop so we can all learn? Why keep it a secret?
That's the classic dilemma. He says, Avvar arivar arigindradalal. Only those who have tasted it truly know it. Then he asks, Evvaru oruvarku isaivippaduve? Meaning, how can I possibly explain this to someone who hasn't felt it?
I am trying to wrap my head around this. Can you give me a simple example?
Think about it this way. If you are trying to explain the concept of red to someone who's been blind since birth, could you do it? You might say it's like a rose, but they don't know what a rose looks like. You might say it's warm, but that's the feeling, not a color. Words fail because color is an experience.
Ah, I get it now. It's like that famous saying, those who have seen it don't speak, and those who speak haven't truly seen it. The experience is just too big for the mouth to handle.
Exactly. Words are tiny buckets, but Muruga's grace is a vast ocean. You can't fit the ocean into a bucket. Arunagirinathar is basically giving us an open invitation to stop reading about it and start experiencing it for ourselves.
Nice, Vedant. What's today's takeaway?
Today's takeaway? 1. Beyond words. God is not a piece of information. He is a realization. You can't describe love with a dictionary. You have to feel it. Devotion is the same. 2. Personal discovery. We shouldn't settle for someone else's description of the divine. Arunagirinathar is encouraging us to seek our own experience rather than just listening to stories about it.
Got it, Vedant. I'm going to stop looking for more definitions of Muruga and start waiting for that incomparable experience myself.
That waiting is exactly what deep meditation is, Apurva. The day you get it, you will just smile in silence too. See you tomorrow for verse 32.